Anything, Anything, I'm Rich Russo, Green Day, covering the Who's My Generation and the Todd Snyder's My Generation Part 2, as we have some fun with similar song titles. And speaking of fun, as in fun with a period, as a listener of the show, you're familiar with that band due to me playing their song All the Pretty Girls numerous times over the last few years, as well as when we had Steel Train up here. Jack Antonoff of the band Steel Train is also in the band Fun. A few weeks ago, Jack and I went to go see the Dropkick Murphys at Roseland. He was coming from the studio where he had just wrapped up the recording of a new song that I will now give it its first airing anywhere. Also features Janelle Monáe on it. It's a bit of a departure from the previous Fun material, but still a very, very cool track. I hope you dig this. It's brand new world premiere from the band Fun. This is We Are Young on Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. Maybe we'll call it, instead of Anything, Anything, we'll call it Andrew, tonight. And I am honored, I am flattered, downright blown away that we have this guest in the studio tonight, a cultural force on multiple, multiple levels, music, television, motivational speaking, club owner. He's as big as it gets right now and truly one of the coolest guys in the world. Please welcome to Anything, Anything, Andrew WK.
Thank you.
Pump gets a little excited, by the way.
Wow, Rich, thank you so much. That's, I got to say, a little over the top. I feel very flattered, but also very humbled by your incredibly kind words, and thank you for having me here, and it's exciting to finally be here. I mean, here I am, a New Yorker, but I can't believe I haven't been up here. Well, congratulations, first of all. For anybody who's listening online, not in New York, it's a really big deal. The way this exists in the rock radio world is unique, and especially in New York, people were really craving and dying for something like this, so it's so exciting to be here and taking part in it. So thank you again, Rich.
This show's free form, and we kind of have some level of the songs we're going to play and the order we're going to play them. Tonight, we've kind of, other than that first segment where we did two or three songs, we just got a pile of songs. We don't know what we're going to do, which is going to be truly, truly crazy.
It is. That's my style, though. Like, spontaneous, fly by the seat of your pants, enjoy the... It's like a roller coaster. You're strapped in, you're going to be all right, but if you have some twists and turns and ups and downs on the way, that just makes it more exciting. So this show is going to be like a up and down roller coaster.
It might even be like Destroy, Build, Destroy. You know, we'll destroy...
Yes, that's a horse of a different color, but that's a very destructive and creative experience as well, and maybe we'll destroy some music and make some as well fresh from the start, like so, this. I could play a song for you about the show.
Let's do it.
Okay. Anything, anything, anything now on the radio with you. Anything, 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 anything with Rich Russo and me, Andrew WK right now. We're going to play a bunch of different songs. We're going to have some fun. We don't exactly sure what's going to happen, but guess what, everyone? When it's over, we'll have only just begun.
We're here with Mike Ness, head of Social Distortion, who's going to be doing our big fourth anniversary show, one of my favorite bands in the entire world.
Thank you, and happy anniversary. 4 years is good. Radio had a profound effect on me by the age of 5 years old. You know, I can't tell you what I was listening to 4 or 5 years old, but it was rock and roll from the late 60s. And that's when I knew that this is what I was going to do by that age, 5 years old.
Anything, Anything with Rich Russo. And that was a Bruce Springsteen East Street Band live version of Thunder Road, No Nukes, 1979, Madison Square Garden. What a great version of that song. And we actually have a phone call now. Hello, RXP. Who's this?
Hey, it's Brandon.
Brandon who?
Brandon Flowers.
Brandon Flowers of the Killers? Come on, you're kidding me.
It's true. It's all true.
Recently, you actually played Thunder Road with Springsteen at Pink Pop.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing night for us.
And were you caught off guard? Did you just like walk down to your dressing room and say, "Hey, you're coming on for Thunder Road," or how does that happen?
he came and checked out our set, and we were walking back to the dressing rooms, and he just said, "He said, you want to do a little Thunder Road?" I said, "Hell yeah!"
It's funny when your Day and Age album came out. And when track 5 came on, A Dustland Fairy Tale, I said, wow, this is their Thunder Road. This is the Killers' like statement song. This is like the closing of a set song. And I know for a while in the beginning of the tour, it wasn't really part of the set. Now it's in there all the time, right?
Yeah, we didn't play it at first, and now it's become a staple.
Now, was it, when you didn't play it at first, was it just not ready to be played live, or you just kind of wanted to wait a little bit?
It wasn't going over so well with the crowd, and we decided we'd let them sit with the album a little bit. And now people are a little bit more familiar with it, and it's going over really great.
You sent me an email. You know, I was actually... this whole thing is baffling to me because obviously I thought this was like a big joke that you were that you guys had heard my ranting and raving about that song and how, you know, you guys are the future of rock and roll and you're going to carry the torch. And I guess it's true. Obviously, you've called in and then you actually sent me an email, you know, that came. That's a song that you want me to play, which I'm very excited. I didn't even listen to it. We just loaded into the system. I just said to Greg, who's my board op, that, hey, when Brandon calls in, we're just going to play the song right after it. So we don't even know what it is. I'm assuming it's something great. Hopefully there's no cursing in it, right?
No. It's a live version. So hopefully you'll like it.
Oh, live version of Dustland Fairy Tale?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Thank you. Have a great night.
Man,
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, man.
Okay, man.
See you soon.
How cool is that? Brandon Flowers called it. You know, and it's funny. In the beginning of the show, I was like lamenting that I was being punked about this whole thing. And obviously, you know, I get that email like 10 minutes before the phone call comes through. It's an email from, you know, Brandon Flowers. I'm like, you know, whatever. And it's the song that we're now going to play. And hey, how cool is this? Brandon Flowers sent us a live version of A Dustland Fairy Tale. We're going to play that right now. 101.
A dustland fairy tale beginning.
Anything, I'm Rich Russo. Very cool version. Felix Cavalieri, whose birthday was a Friday, doing a solo piano version. I've been lonely too long. Rascals playing six nights at the Porchester Capitol Theater. What are you doing, Greg?
Keep going. Sorry.
Six nights at the Porchester Capitol Theater. First three are sold out. You can go on December 20th, 21st, 22nd. Why are you answering phone calls in the middle of the show?
No, he's here. It's your phone, one.
Okay, first of all, why are you answering my phone?
No, you didn't. Hold on a second. You didn't turn off the ringer, and it's interrupting the show, and I'm trying to do the right thing.
As opposed to just hitting, like, pause on it so it would ring.
You're going to want to answer this one, trust me.
Fine, give me the phone. Hello? Hello?
Richie, is that you? It's me, Stevie Van Zandt.
Stevie Van Zandt calling in the middle of my radio program. Don't you know it's Sunday nights? I'm on the air.
Yeah. I heard something about that. But listen, you know, that was kind of cool. You just played, but you know, we got the real thing coming.
I know that Felix's birthday was on Friday, and I figured I'd play a song of him doing one of the Rascal songs, kind of like acoustic, just him on piano.
Which was very nice. It really was. And you know, you always do those wacky things, and you know, we appreciate that. But you know, they actually made some phenomenal records, you know, like 18 hits in 5 years, to be precise, 3 number one records, you know, and they're coming, we're bringing them back live.
Oh, huh? Attaboy.
Anything, I'm Rich Russo, and this is the All Novelty Song Edition, and that's one of the coolest ones ever, Transfusion by Nervous Norvis from 1956, and was the song, according to folklore, that when my co-host tonight played it on a Pasadena radio station in 1971, he was christened with the nickname Dr. Demento. So please welcome to your radio a true freeform radio legend and the all-time king of novelty programming. It's a great honor to introduce back to the New York City airwaves, Dr. Demento.
Woo, 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 wind up your radio. Hello, New York. Hello, Rich. I was given the name Dr. Demento by a guy who called himself the obscene Stephen Clean. He was the one who introduced me to KPPC, and everybody there had a funny name. There was Mississippi Fats and Outrageous Nevada, so I needed a funny name, too, and he hung that one on me, and it stuck.
And what we're going to do now, Greg... We're going to give away some tickets. Give away tickets. As you know, Thursday night, Joan Jett, Girl in a Coma, free show, Coney Island on 21st and Surf right next to the baseball stadium there. Free show. But as you know, with any free show, there was always spots you might want to be that are better than just being in the crowd. There's a VIP area. We've got tickets for the VIP. We're going to give them away. 1-800-423-1019. We're going to do the ninth caller 1-800-423-1019. Pair of Joan Jett VIP passes for Thursday night in Coney Island. And Greg, what the heck? We might as well just... Well, we don't care about the drop on at this point anymore.
Just answer the phones now so we can get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way because we've got to get to a commercial break, right? Okay. 1019 RXP caller 1. Caller 2. RXP caller 3. RXP caller 4. RXP caller 5. RXP caller 6. RXP caller 7. RXP caller 8. Kind of bummed that you're 8, huh?
Hey.
You're caller 8. Okay, let's get to... sorry about that. You're caller 8.
See ya.
RXP caller number 9. Let's go.
Well, thanks a lot, but my name is Joan Jett, and I don't think I need those tickets, so we can give them away. I was calling to talk to you.
It's anything. I'm Rich Russo. Wanted back by Amanda Palmer. Her birthday's coming up on Tuesday. Into the Cardigans covering Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. What a unique, unique version of that Thin Lizzy classic. The Cardigans covering The Boys Are Back in Town. And when I think of Boys in Town, I don't think of Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. I think of the Vinyls and Boys in Town, which was one of the first videos I remember seeing on MTV with Christina Amphlett, who was the lead singer to the Vinyls. Of course, they would go on to have a hit with I Touch Myself. She died last week. So I want to close out with a song by them. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back next week with all sorts of chaos and freeform mayhem like we always do. So let's close out with this one. It is the Divinals with Christina Amphlett. She wrote it. She sang on it. This is called Boys in Town. Good night, everybody. This has been Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo.